Christmas in Ireland.
Yes, Agnes, I am.
Well, of course it is. In a Christian country like that, it is the most important holiday, I would say. But I don't like to see all the Christmas decorations and hear Christmas music in the shops everywhere already in November. No, it traditionally begins on 8th December, but if you go shopping, it feels like it's Christmas as early as the beginning of November already. Well, many put up the decorations at home on 8th December and take them off at the end of the Christmas season on 6th January. But it's only on Christmas Eve that people place a lighted candle in their windows. It's an old tradition, and its purpose was to remember Mary and Joseph from the Bible and to welcome people who needed accommodation just like them. These days, of course, it's more common to use electric lights. Certainly, he comes and brings presents to children the night before Christmas. Families leave a mince pie and a bottle or glass of Guinness beer on the table for Santa, along with a carrot for Rudolph, his red-nosed reindeer. The kids can then open the presents on Christmas morning. It's a small, round, sweet pie. You should definitely taste it if you haven't yet. Actually, they can, you know. In the weeks before Christmas in shopping centres, they set up a grotto, that is, a small cave, for Santa Claus, so parents can bring along their kids to meet Santa in person. And have you heard about our Christmas swim tradition? Come on, not there. Some of them, the brave, you know, jump into the sea and swim there, usually for charity organisations. No, it's not. It's just about 11 degrees Celsius. I've done it once myself. It was fun, in a way, at least. But to tell you the truth, I don't think I'll do it again. Let's do community work. What have you been up to recently? It's the holidays now, but you're always busy. Why don't you take some rest? We could go out somewhere together. You can't be serious. Why do you spend your precious time with community work? You could spend it better, I think. But you're only in 10th grade. You have ample time to fulfill this requirement. Why now, when you could just enjoy your freedom and have a good time elsewhere? How did you find the opportunity? How many hours do you work a day? No, I still have got lots of time. I'll cross the bridge when I come to it. I'm not as conscious as you are. I doubt it, but thanks for your advice anyway.